Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a snowboat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. With another episode of the Ben and Vince Show.
Yet probably again. The best episode that has ever come out.
Wow. Truth.
Big, bold statements by the son of some guy's name.
Yep, that's me. Son of my dad. So we got a very special guest with us today. I mean, this is another one of those big, bold statements. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Every time we have someone on the show, it's always like, we have someone here today, and then it's always
silence.
Well, you describe me in the same way as every other special guest. You said I'm special and I'm a guest. I mean,
I'm just wondering why you have to wait so long before saying hi.
Well, I figured you would describe me in a different way than
these
other guests.
All right. We have a visitor. She's from outer space.
Yeah.
And
she's bringing us tidings of goodwill or something.
And clementines.
Oh, that's nice.
Let me get one.
I like clementines.
Oh boy, clementines.
They're so tasty. And small. And bright.
Yeah. Bright
and
orange.
Have you noticed that the part that connects to the stem to the rest of the branch to the tree is a perfect star?
No.
How perfect? Like,
I've never seen a clementine tree. I've seen a clementine box.
Like, I mean, if you look at a clementine that comes in a box, the part that connects to the stem.
Oh, yeah. Like the leaf thing?
Yeah.
Like the.
It can fall off.
Yeah, the nubby part.
Oh, that's crazy. I never noticed that.
So, how many points does it have?
5.
Really? 5?
It has 5-point star, and then
wow,
in the
that's
middle.
More than you, Ben.
There's like a half dome, so it's like a really awesome piece of nature.
Love nature.
Yeah, speaking of nature,
where are you
fuck
going with
trees.
This? Wow, not what I expected. Okay.
I'm sorry. I've been dealing with this tree lady all week.
Oh,
you just hate the combination of trees and cars.
That's all. Like, I love trees in general. Like, they're really cool. Like, I'm going to live in a treehouse one day. But like, this lady is motherfucking all over these goddamn cypress trees. I mean, sorry, can you go back and bleep those out? Because that was kind of rude.
This is live, Chrissy. We can't go back and, you know.
You should have warned me. I would have hit the dump button.
So what had happened was someone who I guess should remain anonymous was driving a, I guess, partly mine, SUV going down a hill and then got to a stop sign at a T-stop. But this was Friday night when there was like a quarter, half an inch of powder on the ground.
Like what kind of powder? Like anthrax?
Like, you know, like white, fluffy.
Anthrax.
I don't know. My windows were up, so I didn't breathe it. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
But I was in the car too. But we were going down the hill and there was a bunch of ice and then or there's a bunch of snow. There was no ice, and it wasn't even that slippery. But then I guess it was really slippery because then we just slipped off the road and into a ditch and hit this tree that was in this person's front yard. But it was at like midnight, so they weren't home. And
yeah, and that's why you hate trees.
And that is the time when I'm usually not home.
And that's why I woke up at 9 a.m. yesterday to the police knocking at my door.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Because they wanted to know about why my car was in their front yard.
I mean, that's a good question.
But, so this lady was all about her trees. She had called the police, not really because she's like, oh my gosh, there's a person hurt in the car. It's because there's a car touching my tree. And it's a screening tree, so it provides privacy from her house in the street.
Yeah, and it's like, if someone's going to just drive up into the tree, what's the point of having it? You know?
I know. I'm sorry.
If that tree wasn't there, you would have just driven right into her house. That would have been pretty non-private.
Her house, that the entire front is made out of glass windows.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's like this one big piece of glass, and inside it looks like everything inside is white and shiny.
Then why is she throwing stones?
So today, the tow trucks are finally free. Like, they've been pulling out, like, I guess more legit cars that were blocking roads. Yeah. And they were like, well, we're too busy for you. So today they're fine. Like, yeah, we can pull out your car today. And they come pull it out. And she comes out of her house and starts ranting about her trees and how, like, this tree damaged her privacy. Because she doesn't have any curtains.
She should move to privacy world.
And, wait, I have a question. She built her house out of glass, but then decided that that didn't have any privacy issues. She built a bunch of trees around the house.
Yeah.
And she didn't get any curtains.
The house out of trees.
But see, she planted these trees when she moved in 10 years ago. So these trees are like super tall and mature and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And the car touches one of them and like kind of puts it off kilter. And so when the tow trucks are coming, she's like, oh my gosh, when they pull out the car, I hope they don't make the trees more off kilter.
Awesome.
Just kind of concerned about the trees.
She's like, well, I called your insurance company so they can pay and buy me new trees. I think, like, I mean, they might only buy me one new tree, but I think they should buy me six because...
What?
Because if I only plant in one tree, they're all going to be different heights.
She wants to cut down all of them and plant six new ones?
Yeah.
Won't that destroy her privacy?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm telling you. That's going to destroy her privacy.
I mean, you tell her.
All right. Listen, her, if you're out there, come on the show. We'll write you off.
Yeah.
Except you're not going to have any privacy, so you might not win.
Do you think I should get her curtains for Christmas?
Oh my god. That would be...
You should get her a cut-down tree for Christmas.
I can cut down her tree and then give it to her at her doorstep and be like, oh, look, Christmas tree.
Exactly. Good. You should just sing really high-pitched so her walls shatter. So yeah. That is pretty obscene.
Who was telling me the other day that they don't like navel oranges?
I don't know.
Someone was telling me that they don't like navel oranges because, like, there's that little orange inside the regular orange. Oh, I know who it was.
I like that note.
Yeah, I do too. I told him it was like a bonus orange. He's like, no, it, you know, it sucks. He said it was... He used some adjective. I can't remember what it was.
Creepy?
No.
Isn't it just, like, recursive?
Is it? You tell me.
They don't like recursive things, I guess?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he likes recursive things.
What was I going to say? I don't know. So anyway, what else is going on?
I've been watching that Redskins versus Giants clip repeatedly.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's totally why the Redskins store is like on super clearance.
It's because everyone's getting fired, that's why.
get rid of the jerseys while they're still on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone is going to be gone next year.
Wow.
Do you see that play, Ben?
Except for Arakpo.
I don't think I saw it, no.
Okay.
We don't have to relive it, though. I know it's very painful.
Vince, you should describe it.
I don't even want to talk about it. God. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, just leave everyone in the dust. That's cool.
Yeah.
In the dust?
They're pretty dusty right now.
Dusty. Yeah, show. Sorry. I'm like distracted for a second there.
Did you get distracted by an orange?
No, yes.
Do you need some more trees?
I don't know what I need right now. I need orange juice. But all I have are these oranges.
Well, if life gives you oranges, you're fucked.
Wow. What if Christy gives you oranges?
Me too.
I don't have any oranges. I only have clementines.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they are
close
orange.
Enough. Right, yeah.
Let's take a break quickly.
Let's take a break. Yeah.
Who's that? Please get me out of here.
You want me to get wet on account of you? Hey, man, I got on Swiss cotton underpants.
I'm gonna drown, sir.
Come on, we'll get the time of death from autopsy.
Please!
Come on, man. It ain't worth it.
You are crazy.
Come on. The good news, Terrence, is I'll okay you to return to full duty. The bad news is that you'll be experiencing moderate to severe back pain.
Recognition of his leadership and tenacity, Lieutenant Terrence McDonough.
This is who we're looking for. Name is Donald Godshaw.
You up to this?
Why wouldn't I be?
Still having problems with your back? You taking medication for it?
Only what the doctor prescribes.
Got any illegal substances on you?
Who are you?
I'm Dave, the guy you robbed. To make it right, you gotta come up with $50,000. Don't make me look for you, Terrence.
You mind stepping outside? I'd like to talk to you. I'm gonna give you a chance to make some money the old-fashioned way. With a cop protecting you.
You a crazy mother.
I took you to a place.
It's amazing how much you can get done when you've got a simple purpose guiding you through life.
On my own.
Stand against the wall. Chin empty your pockets, dump out the handbag.
You want a hit?
Yes.
Where the sun always shines.
What are these iguanas doing on my coffee table?
They ain't no iguana.
Yeah, there are.
Ain't no iguana.
Where's the 15,000?
Put that gun away.
Kill all of you.
To the break of dawn, baby.
You know the people are friendly there.
You think these guys care you're a cop?
Shoot him again.
What for?
His soul's still dancing.
Back at home.
All the King's Horses put us actually succeeded this time.
We're open for business.
I really like this massage chair you have.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of money. I don't know why Eric Tyson spent all that money on that instead of, like, fixing all the other problems in the studio, but whatever.
Yeah, it really feels like it's falling apart.
I mean, it's kind of annoying when I'm like reclined and then like the sky is dripping on my face, but
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They really need to clear that snow off the roof already.
And that sky off the roof.
Yeah, and those dicks off the roof.
Yeah, those two. There's all too much stuff on our roof. That's the point here. All
right, anyway, guest, what are your views?
My views? I like orange things and not trees today.
Very specific answer, finally. Nobody ever seems to have they're always like, I don't know, everything.
We have a very specific guest.
Our guest is one person today.
My dad says I don't like orange things.
Really?
Or orange foods.
I was talking about, at dinner, 90% of the foods I eat are yellow, and I made fun of my mom.
Yellow, does that include, pasta?
Pasta, kind of rice, corn, egg.
Interesting.
Tofu. I guess, beige-ish, tan-ish, yellowish.
Tofu.
What did you say about tofu, Vince?
Not a fan of it.
Oh. Yeah, okay, sure.
It's like the best.
I wonder what color my foods are.
Oh,
cheese, that's yellow.
Can be, yeah.
Chips, those are yellow.
Can be.
Salsa, that's red.
Bananas.
I don't eat bananas.
You like bananas?
Too yellow.
Ouch!
Our guest feels insulted.
Wait, what else do I eat? Pasta, that's yellow.
Your dinner sounds more extensive than Cole's dinner yesterday, which was barbecue sauce and rice, he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't separately. That's what I thought he meant.
Yeah. He's like, I ate two meals today, which were rice and barbecue sauce.
Just picturing him eating it right out of the jar.
Yeah. Jar?
Whatever.
Bottle. Chugging it out of the bottle?
Eating it out of the bottle.
It's made of glass, so it's a jar.
It's not made of glass.
Can be.
Only that woman's windows are.
I don't think those are the only things in the world.
Write them out.
No, she took all of the glass. In the
That's so mean to everybody else.
Tell me about it. Yeah, what else we got?
Well,
how do you feel about things?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I like them.
Yeah, it's good.
They're entertaining.
You like all the things?
Not all the things. I don't like angst.
Oh.
But I guess that's an emotion, not a thing.
Can be a thing.
That's true. There's this thing called reification. That's when you take something that's not a thing and act like it's a thing.
Right. It's from the Latin res, meaning thing.
So would it qualify as an item to say in Never Have I Ever?
Never Have I Ever is a board game.
Never Have I Ever, the board game, the movie.
It's in Spanish, too.
I mean, never have I ever had angst.
Angst? Is that true? Never been angsty?
Yeah, legit.
What the hell is angst, anyway?
Is it related what's that called? Perestroika?
What?
Is it related to that? Glasnost?
What is he talking about?
I'm just thinking about how ugly the word is.
As an NGST?
Yeah, the word is so ugly, it has four consonants in a row.
It's true.
I think that could be cool. Angst.
And A is like a consonant half the time anyway.
No, it's not.
Kingst. That's how I pronounce that.
Gangst.
So
you should start calling it angst.
We got a firm anti-angst stance on the part of our guests today.
It's all over my shirt.
What?
The sky.
All right.
It's the latest shirt on Threadless, I think.
What does it say?
I'm just kidding. What happened to... What happened to, what's her face, Brittany Murphy?
She died.
But did they find out why she had a heart attack?
Her heart failed.
Cardiac arrest.
Like, body failure, I guess.
But body failure?
Body brain failure? She had some kind of mid-body...
I was having a debate earlier today.
I'm glad you interrupted because that clearly wasn't going anywhere.
I was having a debate today earlier.
With who?
Do you think if you're smarter, are you more prone to having your brain explode or less prone to your brain exploding?
I mean, I've been pretty prone to having my brain explode so far.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, when you're thinking, aren't you, like, building up the pressure in your brain and then it's going to explode?
Is that true? I feel like if you're building up pressure in your brain, that means you're going to die.
The same way that your heart works. I mean, like, you know, when you make your heart work, it pumps blood and it builds pressure more.
Does it?
Like, your blood pressure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, outward pressure.
Is there such a thing as brain pressure?
Why not?
Have you ever seen that movie, John Q?
Yes.
That kid's heart was too big.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he had to get a transplant, remember?
I don't think I saw the beginning.
Oh. He was playing baseball and he fell down.
Oh.
That sucks.
Maybe his baseball was too big.
No, it was his heart.
The baseball hit his heart?
No.
Okay.
He was just running.
When I was in first grade, I was playing baseball with some friends, but we didn't have the only baseball bat we had was like a metal one for like an eighth grader. And the only ball we had was a softball. And we were in first grade, so obviously no one knows how to throw. And I was the first up to bat. And the ball comes at me, and it comes right towards my face. And I'm like, oh my god. But I still want to make it to first base. So I take the bat, and I use it to shield my face for when the ball comes. And then I could still hit it, right?
Yeah.
Except that I pulled the bat to my face too quickly, and I just gave myself a black eye.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty funny. I'm going to go ahead and laugh at that.
It was during spring break, so then I get back to school. And my first grade teacher definitely kept asking me, what happened to me, what happened to me? Because she thought I was, like, being abused or something.
What did you tell her?
I was like, I was playing baseball. And she wouldn't believe me.
Wow.
To this day, she doesn't believe you.
Well, that's pretty funny.
What happened to the ball?
It never touched the bat.
Sad.
I made my friend break his collarbone one time playing baseball.
You broke it?
I mean, he broke it because of me.
Like, you broke it?
I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Like, what'd you do?
I was, like, I don't know, trying to, like, tag him or something. Okay. He, like, tripped over me and broke it.
Wow, Vince.
Yep. Way to go.
It's incriminating.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
I'm not trusting you with my collarbone anymore.
High five.
Never.
Twice times.
Twice times? Once times.
No, twice times.
Oh, shit, twice times.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. So awful.
Ew.
I like cream. Ew.
Oh, gross.
Can I help you, guest?
Did you get some more sky on you?
I'm reading a blog, and the latest...
Wow.
The article I'm...
Ew.
Oh, there's an article today about duck sex.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Is it?
That penis is so gross. It's ballistic. They have a ballistic penis.
That made, like, sense. Like, secreted out in, like, this crazy shape.
Oh.
That's evolution at work there.
Wait. First of all, what blog is this?
I don't know. Somebody just linked me to it.
Oh my god. Is it...
I'll share the article.
It's duckporn.com, Vince.
Is it bestiality.es?
That's what I thought the entire movie Avatar was about.
Explain.
Bestiality. No, because there's cat people, right?
Bestiality.
But
I've heard extremely mixed reviews about this movie.
But wait, if it's only the cats, like, was there any human? Okay, never mind. Don't ruin it for me.
I heard there's a column in the newspaper saying that the movie was, like, racist or something.
Against who? Blue people?
Well, no, the blue people represent Native Americans and black people.
Yeah, and they're totally representing the Native Americans.
The only way they could win is by having this white guy come and become one of them.
Sounds about right.
I really didn't like the movie. Sorry.
Wow. All right.
I heard it was not as good as District 9.
I like District 9.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody freaking likes District 9.
It was a good movie. It was good enough for everyone to like it.
Alright. Well, that being said, show's over.
Okay. We'll see you all next time. Try not to hit trees.
Try not to get hit by trees.
Many people have been hit by trees or have hit trees.
Who the hell did I hit?